Glasgow artist Martin Creed's first ever retrospective at the Hayward in London is exactly the sort of exhibition you could confuse with fun. It has giant rotating room-sized sculptures, naughty pictures, dog videos, a room filled with ticking metronomes, and another stuffed with white balloons. Which could explain why, at the press review, the man from the Daily Mail asked the former Turner Prize winner if he isn't afraid people will think he's poking fun at them. The man from the Mail should probably avoid the Royal Festival Hall's organ relaunch next month, which includes a concert of music by Bach and Creed. I met the artist at the Hayward and asked him about his work, his feelings for minimalism, and, of course, that new commission.
I pretty much find it difficult to find the notes, you know, to choose what notes to play and what order to play them in. But the organ I find very a very inhuman instrument. You know, it's kind of like it's built into the walls, you know, it kind of I suppose it's designed to be like a sort of omnipotent sound. So that got me to trying to, instead of just writing the piece for organ, trying to make it a duet. I tried to find the smallest organ I could find that makes sound in the same way as the big organ, and that is a mouth organ, basically a harmonica. So now I'm trying to make it a duet. It's going to be a duet for organ and mouth organ.
As soon as you say it, I instantly think of your video in which you have the Chihuahua and the Irish Wolfhound who variously interplay. Yeah. And then also downstairs we have a sequence of all the various types of sports balls, from a squash ball to a Pilates ball. That kind of sequencing of the same is of interest to you.
Well, I think it's just the case that I don't know what I want, and I don't know what's best. If I don't know what's best, I would try to find, you know, a small one and a big one, you know.
And then you seem to find all the ones in between and then use them all. That's one of your strategies.
I don't know if it's a strategy or a failure to, or more like a failure. But maybe, you know, with the big and small works, I haven't really thought about this, but now that you're asking me, I think that maybe it's to do with feeling small, you know, in a very big world, you know. So I think I would always identify with the Chihuahua, you know, or the mouth organ. So if you've got something really big and something really small, then the small thing's a person, and the big thing is like, you know, the whole world and the universe, you know.
And the biggest thing in the show in the Hayward is a large rotating sign with the word Mothers on it.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And that was something that started out from thinking of trying to make something really big. And I got to thinking that, you know, wondering why you would make a sculpture, you know, of words, and why you wouldn't just write them on a piece of paper. You know, that often bothers me when I look at my work. You know, I think, oh, why, you know, why make it into a neon sign? Why not just write it down? You know, except I think it probably wouldn't be quite the same. But I got to thinking of then trying to think, it makes a word that there would be some point to writing big, and I for some reason the idea of doing Mothers came up, and I got to thinking that because mothers have to be big, you know, to be mothers you have to be bigger than your baby, you know, like that seemed like a good reason. But now that I'm talking about it, it sounds like I'm clutching at straws.
This is a piece that when you enter the gallery they tell you to duck your head, and it is really immense and rotating above you, and then it has a word that sort of tender and maternal, and it seems to bring out that other quality of the word mothers.
Well, I think that the problem with mothers is the problem with children, you know, is probably that they are a bit of their mother that's broken off and, you know, gone off on its own. So, you know, you're always part of a bigger thing that you've come from. And then I think there's the fact that if you love someone, that in itself is very scary. You know, I think if you love someone, your mother or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you know, or your father, if you love them, they have power over you, you know, and that's scary.
When we have the chance to see all your work together, I think certain tides that aren't obvious in individual work seem to be more pronounced. And one of the things that kind of I noticed today was this legacy of minimalism in what you do.
I often think, that looks, you know, like a minimalist work, whatever, you know. I think, sake, not again. I really try to not to work openly without prejudice and try to make the look of the work, the end result, you know, is truly the outcome of whatever process I went through. And I try to go through the process, you know, in good faith. And then when the thing's finished, well, that's the way it looks, you know, and then I have to sort of accept that. I mean, the most extreme example of that is the blind paintings I do, where I literally, you know, don't see them until... So I've gone methodically through the process, but then I don't see it until I uncover it, you know. And from that point, often, I when I see it, I think, that's horrible, you know. And then it's a process of trying to accept what you've done.
What's the Point of It, that's the title of Martin Creed's retrospective, is at the Hayward Gallery, London, until April 27th, and the world premiere of Martin Creed Face-to-Face with Bach, work number 1815 for organ, is on March 30th at the Royal Festival Hall in London.